Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Leah.
And this is Lactation Business Coaching with Annie and Leah, where we talk about the smart way to create a compassionate and professional private practice.
Let's dive in.
Well, hey there, Leah.
Happy New Year, Annie.
Happy New Year. You know what's so funny to me about the new year is that there are people like that I saw last year who I'm seeing this year because they just had babies and the babies don't know when the new year comes. And
Right. Some
of them were supposed to come before the new year and came after the new year or vice versa. So it's always so funny to think about like our work is so ongoing
mm-hmm. That
it's like, it's hard to find time to hit the reset button.
Yeah. It really doesn't feel like you get like, I am stopping like, and having time where nothing is happening in the world of babies. And then we're starting up again or something like that, you know, like it does just go on and on and on. And I love the new year, but I also hate like all the pressure around intentions and planning and goals. And do you have some big lofty dream for 2023? It feels like if you don't, it's like, wah, wah, you know, I hate all that pressure. How about you?
It's hard because like on the one hand, I feel like motivated by the idea of doing things like choosing a word for the year or like taking stock and reevaluating and maybe like just having that be sort of like a ritual around that. Like there's something in that that I really resonate with, but I also have like a bit of like a rebellious streak where I'm yeah. like, if I'm going to have a New Year's resolution, I have to feel like I started it in like November. So it's not a New Year's resolution. It's like, no. I was like, I'm already doing this. This is not because it's the new year. Like I have this like resistance to be like, I'm not doing it because it's the new year. I'm doing it because I want to and I need to.
Well, I'm sure that resistance comes out of the fact that like, I don't know, I got on my Instagram, I don't know, a few days before the New Year's and it was just like literally every single post was like pressure to like, you know, set your intention for the new year, make your goals for new year, plan for the new year. And I'm just like, can we just be like, hey, guess what? We made it through another year. Good for you. Like, that's it. That's the end of the story. Like, don't need more than that. So I really took a moment this year because I do like you like the feeling of like a reset and a fresh start. And it like marks this change that everybody's recognizing. So it feels like this nice restart. But I also get resistant to like, I have to meet some XYZ goal by XYZ date, blah, 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 you know? So this year for my personal life, I did this more of less of. So I put like 2023 across the top and I drew a line down the center of the paper and I put more of on one side and less of on the other side. And I just kind of wrote down all the things that I would like more of in 2023 and all the things I would like less of in 2023. But there's no like, I will meditate 5 minutes every day. Would I like to meditate more? Yes, I would. And I put it on the more of list. And I was thinking about how that could be applied to business, you know, like if you wanted more of something in your business or less of something in your business. It just felt like so much less pressure of some really specific goals, even though they say that's the way you're supposed to do goals. Like you, resistance, I just don't like it.
You know, I think like there isn't one way to plan or set a goal. And so like making things too specific, it creates this like standard that like, for me, I'm such like a Enneagram 3, which is the achiever and the performer, where I'm like, okay, I said I was going to do it. And now I have to do it or else I'm a total failure in the eyes of everyone who knows me. So I think that's part of like that resistance is like, I don't want to set myself up to fail. But at the same time, like, I also know that I do find myself really motivated. I like the more of less of idea because it's a way to guide how you're thinking about things and how you're making decisions when you are having to sit down and plan the, you know, minutia of the days. Like, I've got projects that I'm working on right now. They need to have timelines. You know, you and I just spent, how much time did we spend trying to schedule our podcast recording session during our vacation? And like all that stuff like does have to happen. You can't just, you know, be like, it will all work out.
Right.
It won't. But at the same time, I like inviting this idea of like, why don't I take a step back and take a bigger picture of what I actually want.
Yeah.
And how I want, what I want it to look like and what I don't want it to look like.
Exactly. That's kind of what I felt like this activity that I did, the more of less of, and I thought about it from the perspective of like, okay, say I am going to sit down and do some planning, which side note, we have an incredible deeper dive coming up all about planning, which I'm so excited about. And it'll tie right into this because what I thought about with that is if you had a more of less of what you wanted in your life right now, and you're going to sit down in front of a calendar, well, hopefully you have more activities that are in the more of category actually on your calendar than the activities that are in the less of portion of your more of less of. Those aren't the things that are taking up your time and your space and your energy. It might be a way to guide your planning and set your priorities with more intention around your day-to-day activities, because that's how we actually enjoy our lives. Yes, we can get all the projects done, but like, are we enjoying our lives while we're doing that?
That's so good. It's so true. And like, there are certain things we have to do that are like necessary. I have to create and submit insurance claims if I want to get paid. Like, we have to do our charting. I would be like, yes, I would like less of, I would like zero.
We have less of charting in general.
None of it. Is that possible? But there's also ways that I know, I think I make it harder on myself than it needs to be. Or like sometimes, you know, I'm hasty. That's a big problem that I have where I just recently had a claim where Aetna wasn't the primary insurance and it had to go to the another insurance person.
No.
And I can totally set it up that way in intake queue, but I did it because I was hasty when I was going over the intake form. I overlooked and she had given me all of the information that I needed.
Yep.
Right there. But I was like cutting.
Boom, boom, boom. Get it done quick.
Maybe I need to say like less of cutting corners and more of doing things right the first time.
Or maybe just like slowing down. I think that's, you know, slowing down to do more. Because again, like in this moment, because you tried to do it hastily, then is that a word? Hastily? Hastily? How do you say that?
Hastily.
Hastily. There you go. I'm not an English major. So in that moment, you actually ended up taking more time out of your life because it was hastily. And I heard that somewhere recently, like slow down to do more. And it took me so long to like wrap my brain around. I'm like, how would slowing down help you do more? But there's a really good example right there and confirmation for me, because I too am just like, if I could speed through something, I am all about that. I'm just like, go into pre-program mode and like click, 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 bump, 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 do it all. And I have caught myself, in fact, this week, making an error, like double booking myself, because I'm just like, oh yeah, that's fine. I don't need to check the calendar. I know everything that's going on in my life. And I'm like, guess what? I don't. And I should always check the calendar because that's how you get me double booked. So it is so interesting how that slowing down portion of it could really help.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And then the planning, like, you know, putting time in for us to do all these things so we don't have to do them hastily. That's why I cannot wait for this deeper dive, because that's something that I really cannot wait to talk about, because I am not good at putting in the plan for the time to do the things. Like, I'm just like, it'll get done at some moment in my life. I'll figure out a way to get that done. But I don't have like an intention around like, that's going to happen at 4 p.m. on Thursday, right? I can't wait to talk about that.
It's going to be really good. I'm really good at creating the plan. And then what happens is I forget that I have a plan and I like do things the way I wasn't supposed to do it because I forgot that I already thought about how I was supposed to do it. And I just jump in. That's again, like me being like hasty wise about how I do things in general. And the thing I'm excited for about this deeper dive is that it's with Nichelle Clark, who we've had on a deeper dive before talking about private practice. And she's done courses for me because she specializes in exclusive pumping. And she's a great teacher about all that stuff. But she also went and invented a planner and like a whole planning system and called the primary planner. And what I love about it is that it's for anybody who's the primary parent. So like the person that has to schedule all the doctor's appointments for the kids or make sure that the insurance premiums are paid or like all of those tasks of life that mm-hmm. also have to be done. And typically they do fall to one person more than another when you have a two-parent home. And so her planner, or if you have a one-parent home, it's all you. So her planner takes that into consideration, and it's to help you really organize and navigate all of that stuff. And I kind of keep those things really compartmentalized in my own mm-hmm. brain. And so I'm excited to hear from her how she puts it all together and how, like, what her thinking is behind it, and get tips from her about how she does things and stays on top of everything. So that's going to be at the end of the month on January 30th. We'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yes, I can't wait for it. And I'm so excited to hear that she has this whole other side of her and this whole other like skill that she can share with us, because one, she's just great and I love her. And to know that she has something else and more to share with us is so fun. That's the one thing I have just come to love about our profession, is that so many people, I would say most, obviously most people come into this profession with some other like skill set that is unrelated to lactation. And it just brings this richness to our profession, how we could have all these like side hustle, or not even a hustle, but like side knowledge, side skills that you can just give more to our community through these. I think it's so fun. I just love getting to hear all these wonderful skills that people have beyond just their knowledge about lactation. And it just makes this community, amazing, rich place to be. So we are so grateful for all of you being here.
It's going to be really fun. I hope you can join us at the end of the month, and you can register just for the deeper dive, or you can sign up for our subscription, which is very affordable. And it gets you the recording of last month's deeper dive into Watchful Waiting with Susan Howard, registered for our deeper dive with Nichelle. And then next month, we're doing a deeper dive into messaging with communications expert, Dr. Michelle Mazur. And you can look her up. We'll put her link in the show notes too, so you can get excited about our February deeper dive. But we're really going to look a lot into how we approach things, really thinking about like what we actually want, what we're trying to say, how we're trying to show up in the world, and hopefully, you know, get us all really in a better place with all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an awesome deeper dive as well. And I can't wait to hone in that messaging component, because I think that's what allows us to reach the people we want to reach, you know? And when your message is really clear, you're going to reach the right people and have such a better work experience because you're connecting with the right people, you know? We have so much fun stuff in 2023, right? I'm so excited for this year and all that we have coming and all the things that we haven't even told you guys yet. We have just so many big plans and exciting additional deeper dive people that are going to be with us. So stay tuned.
It's going to be great. Well, until next time, until the end of the month, when we have our deeper dive, I'll see you soon.
All right. Take care. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend and leave us a review. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.